Well, this week, the Trump administration struck another blow against the supporters of Palestine, ordering the closure of the Palestine Liberation Organization office in Washington. This comes just months after they controversially moved the Israeli embassy to Jerusalem. Rowan Neagle reports.
The closure was announced by the State Department shortly before the White House National Security Advisor, John Bolton, threatened US punishment for individuals and countries that cooperate with the International Criminal Court. Middle Eastern Studies lecturer Matt Hardy says the two actions are definitely connected.
The closure of that PLO office in Washington is really comes down to wanting to punish the Palestinians, I guess, which is what the Americans have said, for their campaign to have Israel face charges in the International Criminal Court. The Americans and the Israelis have gone to great lengths to avoid any processes in the ICC. And the Americans are feeling under pressure at the moment because there's also allegations about what some of the activities they undertook in Afghanistan might come before the ICC as well. As the Americans said earlier this week, the ICC is not their friend. The Palestinians seeking recourse through the ICC means that they're being shut down in Washington for that reason.
So this is like a sort of a logical step for the US to take in terms of their foreign policy on that conflict.
Since Donald Trump came into power, it's been fairly clear which side of that conflict he supports, and that's the Israeli side. This is what you can do when, I guess, you hold all the cards. Shutting down that PLO office is just another step in a process that's already been sort of underway for more than a year now anyway.
How is this going to be perceived internationally?
I don't think that the closure of this office really has any significant implication. And that's because the process is already so far gone anyway. This is just, you know, another straw on the pile. The rest of the world does support a re-engagement of the peace process, which has been stalled for 25 years now, more or less. The Americans support the Israeli side of it, and that's just the way it is. It's not going anywhere.
Does this directly affect Palestine?
This has no real effect on Palestine because what the situation that they're in at the moment and have been for several years really makes them a much weaker bargaining partner anyway. So the closure of an office is really a token thing, and it's more related to these actions or these attempts at using the ICC than anything else.
How does the American public take all this kind of this conflict?
The interest of the American public in the Israel and Palestinian situation is pretty low. There is always much more support for Israel in American public opinion, and particularly so among Democrat voters. So there are no votes to be had in America in supporting the Palestinian side of the peace process, yet there are votes to be had in supporting the Israeli side. So for Donald Trump, it's a no-brainer. In a sense, Donald Trump's just being more overt about it than his predecessors. The peace process didn't go anywhere underneath Obama either. Don't believe that it's all Trump's fault. There was progress to be made under Obama that never was.
Deakin University Middle Eastern Studies lecturer Matt Hardy. Samar Sabawi, a poet, essayist and activist, says the closure of PLO office in Washington is all part of a general crackdown by the US on Palestine and its supporters.
The Trump administration doesn't care what the PA is saying. It's using force, and if force doesn't work, it's going to use more forceful measures. So one of the measures was that it closed the offices in Washington. A much more devastating measure has been the cutting off aid to UNRWA. $290 million in funding has been cut off. They know that what they're doing is going to cause the death of innocent civilians. When you're looking at the cutting off aid to UNRWA, UNRWA was looking after the refugees who were already on the brink of a humanitarian disaster. These are prisoners that are rattling the cage and saying, we're dying in here, and no one seems to care. And so we need to take matters into our own hands and be betting on the rise of the popular movement and the popular struggle and the grassroots and civil society taking over where the leaderships have failed.
Samar Sabawi, she's a poet, essayist, activist and policy analyst at Al-Shabaab, speaking with The Wire's Rowan Neagle.